In troubled times, music can help. Arvo Pärt is known for his serene, slow-moving music. A new album of works by the 88-year-old Estonian composer has been released, and NPR's Tom Heisinga has been listening and chilling out.
Tractus, Arvo Pärt's new album of sacred instrumental and choral works, tends to lower my blood pressure. Here's how it works. That's the album opener, Little More Tractus, with a text from a 19th century theologian. It's a prayer, really, for support and peace at the end of a frenzied day, or perhaps at the end of life itself. It sets the tone for an entire album of comforting music. Religious or not, you can feel the effects, like in this antiphon, where slowly pulsing strings envelop you like a warm blanket. Pärt keenly understands that less is often more. In 2014, he told me that silence is like fertile soil, awaiting our creative acts, our seeds. But, he said, we must recognize its power.
Silence must be approached with a feeling of awe.
A sense of awe in a piece like Sequencia. Pärt loves the serenity of low-pitched drones and tinkling bells, but in Cantique des Degrés, with its promise of protection, based on Psalm 121, Pärt's music boldly takes flight. Most of Tractus is tranquil and pleasing to the ear, but contradictions abound, especially in the piece titled These Words, in which there are none. This purely instrumental work is inspired by a text, a prayer for stability, and yet the music sounds precarious with dark dissonances. Conductor Tenu Kailusta, who's been giving tailor-made performances of Pärt's music with these orchestral and choral forces for 3 decades, ends the album with a plea for the basics. Bread for our table, safety, and the ability to forgive and be forgiven. Arvo Pärt routinely gets the nod for most performed living composer. And in our ever-violent, confounding world, we need his music now more than ever.
The album is called Tractus. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinga.